Well, Jeremy, you're even dumber than I thought. You're as dumb as Coach says you are. He is a nigger hater, and I hate that word, and he uses it freely. He was fired from LACC for fucking black players. Keep him on your station and watch what happens. The 70 people that listen to you will be down to zero in about a week. Watch what I can do with that stupid Coach Miller. Picking on beautiful black men. Just watch. And that's his butt buddy Greg. They're fags and they keep fucking each other. They don't know if they're coming or going or came or went. They're so stupid and you buy it. I don't know. You're just dumber than dumb if you think they're for real. You're dumb, honey. You're dumb, Jeremy. Come on. You're being played. Okay, seriously, Jeremy. Come on. Go ask Coach Miller if he does not call you Nigger Jeremy. It's ridiculous. If you want to be known as that, you want to set back your clock 100 years, I can call you Nigger Jeremy. Because I call in there and I get a lot of money to Skid Row Studios. You want to do this? You can do this. You want to be a proud black man? You get rid of that nigger hater that's on the radio right now named LACC Gay Coach Miller abused players and got fired and sued and lost a shitload of money, his house and car, everything for fucking black men. If that's okay with you, Jeremy, it's okay with me. Jeremy, Coach Miller called you Nigger Jeremy because it doesn't seem to do with anything because you're not. You're a really fine person. But has he trust Kenny? Can you ask him that for me? Has he trust Kenny, the player he's talking to now? Can he trust most of his players? And Greg has provided the lube for most of the players. It's kind of disgusting. Did you get this on this beautiful Skid Row radio station? Are you out of your mind, Jeremy? Come on! Come on! I hope he's paying you. I hope you're not paying him anything. And all this advertising to you guys are bullshit. They're bullshit. Come on, Jeremy. Don't be called a nigger. Your black race has worked too hard to be called niggers. That's ridiculous. You're a good man. Come on. Jeremy, you're a really good person. But he has called you a kiss-ass nigger. That you got to understand, Coach Miller is not all there. He's a fag. E.G., Edna Greg is beyond a fag. Don't touch anything he touches because he has AIDS. Don't do it. Don't ruin your reputation there at Skid Row. Having him call you nigger when he gets outside the door. And when he's there, he's real nice to you and calls you Jeremy. He is a kid. Come on. Jeremy, get with the program. Please, honey, please. You're a good kid. Look up LACC Gay Coach Miller. Please, if you don't do anything for Nurse Barb, do this. And he will say all that he can say to get me to back down. I will never back down from this pig before he hurts you. Please, don't let him drag down the wrong studio. Come on, Jeremy. You're smarter than that, baby. You're smarter than that. Craig, you little fag. Your coach was a fag, butt buddy. Tell him what you did to me, you fucking fag buddy. Tell him, I double dog dare you to tell that fucking fag Coach Miller who abused all the nigger players. Tell him. He abused you. He fucks you, he fucks his dog. He's a fucking creep to me. creep. That is a bug. Get off the radio, you bug. Are you kidding me? You got the fucking faggot, Coach Miller, and his really crazy friend, E.G., his fucking faggot, who hates niggers. You guys are crazy that you got this going on. I will bring you down, and you will not know what hit you. You have nigger haters out there, you nutjob. Hey, it's Barbara Harrison again. You guys keep hating after me and you think it's funny? I am going to bury you now with that fucking gay, fag, pedophilia Coach Miller that you have on your station. Watch what kind of advertising you get. I have more money than God. Watch. General Studios will be no more. Watch. So what, are you afraid of Coach Miller that you can't call me back at my number? This is Barbara Harrison. I'm a friend of Coach Miller's. I know that he's gay and he's abusive and he's a pedophilia. And he's got probably 1,000 pictures of young black men on his computer and around his house. He's got pictures everywhere. I been to his house and he's an absolute kid. And you have him on your studio talking about young players and coaching. If you would wake up and look at LACC gay coach Miller, coach Michael Allen Miller at LACC gay coach fired under controversy, you would get him off your studio and you would stop selling the name of the beautiful Skid Row Studios with such a pig. When he walks in, look, he's a fat pig. You know damn well he's a pedophilia. Don't let him get near young students and young players and abuse them. You guys are better than that. Come on. Come on.
Barbara Harrison, 760-341-5070. Calling again to report on your Coach Miller and how disgusting his reputation is and how wonderful Skid Row Studios is, and that you pay for the rent and you have this airtime and you have such a piece of crap on the air. If you would please Google gay coach at LACC abuses black players, you'll see what I mean. And it is sad. It is beyond sad. And I have loved your station and I love listening to you. Please do me a favor. He tried to erase as much as he can on the internet. This is on there, honey. You guys are wonderful. I love listening to you. I can't stand this pig who pretends to like people, pretends to like the players, pretends, and he's not good at it. Don't ruin your beautiful reputation with pieces of crap you put on the radio. You are too good for that. You are amazing. 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 Get rid of the crap and just have the good. And I have plenty of good people that would do it for free, that are wonderful, that would fill your airtime with goodness and wonderful and insightful comments and wonderfulness, and not this bullshit from a guy who has choked out many black players and this is bad, bad news. So I'm just saying, do what you want, but if you're Skid Row Studios and you're as good as I think you are and as good as everyone says you are, stop the madness and get rid of the stupid pedophilia. Goodbye. No, seriously, you just hung up on me. Coach Miller was fired from LACC. He was the most winningest coach. 500 games. Amazing. And truth be told, he physically, sexually abused all the players. Many players. Ask them. He's got them in his, this is crazy. I asked him and he's got them in his will. He's got his Porsche going to one guy. He's got different, I'm not going to go into a different thing. It's going to different people. He is a pig, and I don't understand why Skid Row Studios, which is a really fun radio station and podcast to listen to, whatever. Well, somebody like Coach Miller, who has abused and sexually abused many players at LACC. He's gay. He doesn't like black. And I love black men, and it's a long story. He's a bad person, and you've got him on the radio. You guys are crazy. He goes on and he pretends he likes black people, and I love black people. I love black players. I love basketball. I love him. He is a big fool, and he has this pretend coach, pretend Los Angeles prep school, and he abuses all the boys that are going to the Los Angeles LA prep school. It's a cover, and you guys are really going to get in trouble when the curtain comes down and you go, what? You better start listening. I am so not kidding. He is a piece of shit. He abuses beautiful players to get their money, to put in his bank account, to treat them like crap, put them in a housing that they just don't love at all, take them from their family, try and pretend to make players, and maybe 2 out of 25 players in his lifetime have made a big time. He abuses black men. You know what? In Real Studios, I love you guys. I listen to you all the time. But you want to do this? Do it. Do it. Do it. You just let this stupid white man abuse black players and abuse black men and pretend he's got a radio station and pretend he's a toxic culture. He's a piece of crap. Do your homework. Look on the computer. LACC gay coach Mike Miller abused a lot of players. There's a huge lawsuit. He lost about $6 million in a couple lawsuits. I'm just saying. A wonderful evening. Happy Friday. Happy Easter. Love you. Bye. Look it up. LACC coach, gay coach, Michael Allen Miller. Boom. Booyah. He screwed a lot of black players and scared the crap out of them, and he's ruined the reputation. And if you are a strong black man that's okay with you, keep that Skid Row station going. Give any backbone. You will fire this man on sight and say, go fight pound salt. We saw LACC gay coach fuck black man on the computer. You're done. And there's many lawsuits, many, many, many people will attest to this. And I at 760-341-5070, I have physically seen it. Barbara Harrison and I will attest to it. And I got another call. Wow, we love you guys. You're a really great station. I love you. LACC Coach Miller. Gay Coach Miller abused black men. And you guys, be black as far as I know, and you're pretty cool. Love you.
Hi, my name is Barbara Harrison. And I'm a good friend, a very good friend of Coach Miller. And I wondered if someone there could give me a call at 760-341-5070. I got a disturbing phone call about that Mike was in an accident, and I'm not sure if it's true or not. And I wondered if someone there could verify it, please, if you know anything about it. 760-341-5070. Thank you very much. And it's an emergency.